I think in almost every case, I've either heard that my medical bills are way too high and outrageous and we will only pay a small percentage, or the bills are really low, so your client must not be hurt, and the value of your case is very low, so we're going to offer also a very small amount. So it's like you can't win on those. What the plaintiff's bar has started to do in response to that a lot, especially with all the controverting affidavits and new case law that's makes it much more difficult to keep your bills without hiring a bunch of experts, is a lot of plaintiff's attorneys are now just non-suiting the medical bills and trying the case without them. That's something that can be risky to do in some cases. You should look at it in a case-by-case basis, but certainly if you've got some good objective injuries, for example, a broken arm, but it was just put in a cast and there's not a lot of medical bills, or there was Medicare, Medicaid, or good health insurance where you've only got, you know, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 in medical bills, you may want to seriously consider non-suiting those so you don't give the jury the low anchor point, and you just go with your medical experts on how bad the injury was and the expected problems in the future and all of that, and don't even mess with the medical bills and waste your time trying to get those in, which will probably hurt your case more than help it.
And I know from the defense side, I know a lot of times we do see bolstered damage models that come across, and so again, I think your key there is going to be able to find experts that can counter that. At the end of the day, it's going to be a battle of the experts, and again, I go back to it, and I know Stephanie started out with it, and it's so true, is that making sure that your client is telling the truth and being honest and owning up to what they may or may not have done. I think that's going to be your key, because if the jury sees that they're coming across as being truthful, And at the end of the day, it's going to be a battle of who had the best expert or who wooed who more from the expert level, and then trying to make a determination as to a value amount. That's something that, again, is to the experts. But then also something to think about on the front end of the trial is in voir dire. What questions are you going to ask? What questions are you going to bring out? What are you going to highlight? What examples are you going to use? So that way, when you get down to closing arguments, you can say, you see, this is why we talked about this in voir dire. And again, being able to kind of mitigate those damages on the front end before the case even gets before a jury will help you on the back end. But I think it's still tough, right? It's still tough for both sides.
Yeah, and then on the controverting affidavits, I think there might even be a whole section on this now in the presentation. We used to do a lot more motions to strike controverting affidavits than I think in more recent times because of changes in case law. But I don't think you should go with a knee-jerk reaction to try to strike them initially. I would look, and if it's an overused, let's say, defense chiropractor that writes a million of these controverting affidavits and they're all the same language, that can be really a valuable tool to get the jury pissed off and in your favor. So you want to depose those doctors and discredit them and show how misleading the other side is trying to be. And I think that I've had cases that the value really increased because of the defense experts. So sometimes they give you a gift with that.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, it can be a double-edged sword. That one thing I would add from the defense perspective is, just because you have an opportunity to utilize an expert to counter affidavits doesn't necessarily mean you should do it. It needs to be, I would take it case by case basis, medical expert by medical expert basis, really. Because at the end of the day, the reality is you can hire an expert that can probably work for you and be able to give you what you need that you can take to trial, and that's trial ready. So again, think about that before you're quick to jump to the gun to pay for those counter affidavits, because those might be unnecessary expenses that you're paying in on the front of the case that you may not get that value add on the back of the case.
Okay, so the next topic, it kind of leads into this, the gaps in treatment argument. So I have had represented to me many times adjusters stating that, well, we'll only pay the medical bills that happened in this initial treatment period, but then after your client didn't treat for 8 weeks and then went back, we're no longer going to pay because of this gap in treatment. Again, gaps in treatment don't bother me. That goes back to your client's story. There's lots of reasons why people have times that they don't treat. And in fact, I think it makes more sense than if someone were to go to the doctor continuously for certain injuries. So your client may have no money or insurance. They may have had problems with missing too much time from work. Maybe they gave up on the doctor they are with because they felt like they weren't getting any more benefit and it took a while to find another doctor. Sometimes people get treatment for a while and it helps with the pain. Like, let's say they were going to the chiropractor for 8 weeks and they started to feel better and they tried to get back to work. And then 6 weeks in, figured that they were hurting too bad and they need to go back for more treatment. I mean, these things make sense. It's common sense that the jury is going to understand. Maybe someone got pain injections and it really alleviated the pain for even a year, but then the injections wore off and they had to go back. So, again, it goes back to just taking the time to, like, pick up the phone, call your client, and talk to them. And, you know, I was in a high-volume practice, so I know that what it's like. And when you have lots of clients and not a lot of time, but it's so crucial. It's the most important thing that you're going to do in your case is finding out the reasons why. And most of the time, it really makes sense, and it's not an issue. So,